Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, we want to start off by giving a shout-out to a couple radio station affiliates who just picked us up actually in the last couple days here. WEBY, 1330 AM in Milton, Pensacola, Florida, WEBY 1330 AM. We want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. KZNU 1450 AM St. George, Utah. Again, KZNU 1450 AM St. George, Utah. Again, we appreciate your trust, and we can do this. And this is how we do it. We come together. And I think this is probably 15 affiliates that we've had over the last 4 months that we've picked up on a nationwide basis. So, again, we just want to tell all of you thank you very much, because we can do this together, friends, no question about it. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a minute. Also go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Or what you can do is go over to our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Sons of Liberty Media, again, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that our motto is, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We also want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are about the work of the Lord's hands. We're busy showing the world our faith by our works, and that's why we've done so many high schools across the country, colleges, tea parties, churches, you name it, friends, we've done there. We've got the hat and the t-shirt to go along with it. Let's jump over on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com really quick, and folks, just to give you a little precursor as to what we're going to be talking about for a couple minutes anyways, is I want to talk about impeachment. I want to show you the process real quick, and I also want to give you the definition of good behavior, and then we'll talk about, well, whatever transpires at that particular time. Going over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I want to let you know you have an opportunity right now, friends. I believe we're in the last 2 weeks. Oh, I'm sorry. Correct me.
About the last week?
I stand corrected, yes. We're in the last week.
We have literally 7 days left.
7 days away, friends. Win a Joshua MK5. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right side. You will see that beautiful weapon. It looks like a large candy bar, and you just want to lick it. It looks that good. Joshua MK5. Folks, there's thousands that have entered. The way to do this now, friends, I do want to let you know, I just talked to Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media this morning, and I want to let you know you have a great opportunity of winning that beautiful MK5.
And it's not too
late
to throw your name in the bucket.
I'm not just saying it. No, you got a good opportunity. The way to do it is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down a little bit on the right there. You see that beautiful weapon. Click onto it, throw your information in, and in 1 week, I don't know exactly what day it will be, but we will tell you who the winner is. And it's not fixed, friends. I do have to let you know it is not fixed. So again, take a look at it. Wow, it's just, I want to like touch it. It's like one of those. It just
really looks
awesome.
So nice.
It
looks polished, beautiful, shiny, great. And the good news is you do not still, you haven't missed out yet.
I think the way that you just embellished that and described that, it just makes me, my stomach's grumbling
Your
right now.
Your senses are
yes.
all the more moving than they were before.
I am
just
aware.
Threw that in there.
Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, communist and Muslim, radical Muslim, congressman sponsor, listen to this, friends, unconstitutional. Boy, oh boy, friends, I really got to lead you to the website. You got to take a look at the faces of these people. But what I'm talking about right now, friends, is communist and Muslim congressmen sponsor unconstitutional federal gun buyback, gun control. In other words, you bring your weapon to the government and they'll give you tax relief. Did you hear what I said? They want to give you tax relief. But don't be surprised if it comes from a Muslim that serves in Congress in the state of Minnesota. Shame upon you, state of Minnesota, especially coming from this clown. And, folks, it doesn't get any more debased than this clown. And he is a clown. But I got to say, the joke is on the American people, namely those in the state of Minnesota that actually tolerate him. And, yes, I am from the state of Minnesota. And I also want to let you know that this radical Muslim, Keith Ellison, he loves to attack me on a national level, but he doesn't want to get on the radio show. And to be quite honest with you, friends, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
I wouldn't either if I was him.
I wouldn't either. Former Homeland Security. Oh, my goodness. Steph, how do you describe this?
You got to see
He
picture.
Looks like a monster.
Yeah, he really does. It almost looks like he literally has the size of...
Well, let me tell him who he is.
All right, first.
Former Homeland Security Subcommittee Staff Director who is a convicted sexual predator free due to injuries. And friends, I got to tell you this, along with the TSA and Homeland Security, you got to pull the curtain back on these individuals. You're going to find that there's a lot of sexual predators involved among those that work for those that have a pretended authority. They have no business having a badge. And when I say it's pretended authority, it is a pretended authority. The Homeland Security, there is no constitutional authority. Where do they derive that from? The thin air. That's exactly right. Just like everything else that this criminal administration has brought forth. But friends, going back in even the TSA, it's a violation of Article 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Read it when you get a moment. Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. Former Homeland Security Subcommittee Staff Director who is a convicted sexual predator freed due to his injuries. Now, friends, go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and take a look at this individual and tell me he does not look like a monster. And I'm not... am I embellishing that?
Yeah, no.
Am I over-exaggerating this in any sense of the word?
No, and apparently someone threw acid on him and so on and so forth.
But because of his crimes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So when you look at this, I mean, you really literally have to see it. It looks almost like he's got the size, a little bit larger than a golf ball.
It looks surreal.
In his head. Yeah, it
looks like
normal.
He's a bad, creepy guy in a movie or something like that.
Right.
But anyways, black preacher preaches truth to sodomites. We played this yesterday. Then turns on the pastors, the preachers, for not doing the same. In other words, he was acting, he's not a prophet, but he was acting very prophetically in the motion and he was going. And by the way, friends, he was pointing his finger. He was not moving one iota from laying the responsibility to the church that have omitted God's commandments, making void the commandments of God by doing what? By doing what? That would be you, Steph.
Oh, sorry. Making void the commandments of God by disregarding them, not obeying them.
That's exactly right. Folks, also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, armed Georgia man shoots carjacker to save woman on hood. Check that video out. Interesting stuff. Obamacare, the unconstitutional gift that keeps on fleecing. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. And another homo fascist trying to play the victim. This time, they went after senior editor Tim Brown from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Going to take a quick break. We'll see you right on the other side.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to call in, please do. State a topic, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, talking about what's going on in your world today and highlighting some of the articles that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com. For those that have not been over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, it is an outlet that is telling you, cutting to the chase, vetting information. We're trying to get away from what, well, we are getting away from what the conservatives are not telling you. And friends, for the most part, what the conservatives and the professed Christians and the professed patriots and so on and so forth, those that profess themselves to be the righteous in this land, we just want to let you know that we're getting away from their compromise. We've never been a part of their compromise. This outlet is based on black and white, and what we're doing is we're pointing to not only the problem, but we're pointing to the law that exposes the problem and the one that created the problem or the crime per se. And really what it comes down to, going to Scripture, King David said, "Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings." That's exactly what we're doing. So when you get done reading these articles, you go to the Lord, and you do all that you can do and leave the results up to Him, and that's exactly what we mean to bring forth across the land. But really, it's an outlet that is just saying what others are willing, or unwilling, I should say, rather, to not, you know, what they leave off and saying. I've said it so many times at my events that these talking heads, these conservatives that everybody loves, I could name three of them right now, it's not what they say that should bother you, friends, it's what they don't say that should rightly bother you, because I'll tell you what, through omission, that's what's destroying your country. And we need to get away from that. We need to attack the issues. We need to deal with the lawbreakers to establish law and judgment, only to establish righteousness so we can have peace in the land again. So check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to highlight, federal judge continues halt of Obama's illegal amnesty. He claims Obama's attorneys are misleading him. Of course they are. Everything about this administration, friends, is criminal. Even the history of who Barack Hussein Obama is. No one seems to know where this guy came from, and all of a sudden he's ruling the roost, man. He's in Senate for, what, 142 days, and all of a sudden he's the President of the United States? And that's all he's done since he's been in office is attack the Constitution. But again, friends, you're the ones that are aware of the fact that he's the one that said that he would fundamentally transform America. And that's exactly what he's attempting to do. And I can give you firsthand information coming from a friend of ours who is a former CIA agent who said that the whole objective to this criminal administration is to upend our sovereignty, the Constitution of the United States. And the other side of that is he's attacking our Christian heritage. What's under attack today, friends? And it's also interesting, friends, that for those that have not, again, listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio in the past, you need to listen to this. Hey, friends, Obama's allies are America's enemies. I'll say it again. America needs to understand Obama's allies are America's sworn enemies. And I'd ask the question, why is it that the American people are allotting this individual to desecrate those that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution? He does not have a right to desecrate or disrespect our veterans that died giving us the freedom that we have today. John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. They died to give us what we have today. That gift is called freedom, friends. And I want to tell you something. This administration does not have the freedom, nor the right, nor the liberty to violate the constitutional law in which he tramples on a daily basis. But again, the American people are sitting back. Namely, again, the conservatives and the professed patriots and Christians are talking about how we need to honor the President of the United States. Well, listen, if you want to honor the office of the President of the United States, then impeach the criminal. That's how you honor the office. Let me say it again. If you want to honor the office of the President of the United States of America, then impeach the criminal. Because a criminal, he is. And I'm about to show you that in just a couple minutes. I'm going to show you the process of impeachment. And I'm also going to go over to the judges, namely the Supreme Court justices, who are trying to redefine something that they themselves are not a part of creating.
Now, I want to bring a quote to that, what you're saying.
I'm not done yet. Well, okay. We're going to roll on that in just a minute here, friends. Okay? So, also going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Rand Paul, who would be the first president to strip minorities of full and equal protection of the law. Friends, love him or hate him. I'm tired of politicians. I'm tired of the games that politicians play. I just want to say this. I heard Rand Paul yesterday, and I heard his speech about him entering into the presidential race to become the president of the United States of America. Folks, call it for what it is. The guy ain't got it. He ain't got it. I don't care. A libertarian wanting to become the president of the United States of America. Can I ask you libertarians something out there? What's the difference between you and those that you complain about in government? What is a libertarian? What is a libertarian? You want a government that looks just like you and acts just like you. A bunch of dope-smoking jokers sitting on a couch saying, yeah, man, government needs to do this. Hang on a minute, man. Yeah, we want a government that acts just like us. Well, what's the difference between that and the president that's in there right now? He's a dope-smoking criminal, isn't he? I'm not suggesting Rand Paul's a criminal at all. I'm just saying that he's a libertarian. That means without regard to law. We want to create a government that looks just like us. That was our first problem when we departed from the living God. And we wanted to try it our own way. Do you think a libertarian president coming in, there's going to be any distinction between him and the President of the United States today, that we have in there today, maybe outside of the fact that he is homegrown, maybe outside of the fact that he really is one of us, which that accounts for a lot, of course. But the fact of the matter is, friends, is when any one of us violates God's moral law, therein lies the problem with our country. And by the way, that is history right there. Every single country that gets in problems, gets in situations, and they create their own problems by departing from the living God, well, I'll tell you what, they eat the fruit of their own way sooner or later, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. When we depart from God's moral law, then we put up with man's 10,000 commandments. And if we don't want to put up with man's 10,000 commandments anymore, that's all we simply have to do is get back to what? God's 10 commandments. Hear, hear. Here, here, here. And by the way, I did get my coffee this morning. The same thing with Ted Cruz. You know what? Love him or hate him. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm not saying they're bad guys at all. I'm just saying we need to look at their track records. And we want to see what their willingness is and their track records are concerning what law and the enumerated laws of our Constitution, how they ally themselves with their voting records. Because if they're not voting according to law, then guess what? They're a part of the problem. They're lawless. They're outlaws. And we don't want that. They swore to uphold the Constitution. And folks, it's not good enough to have, well, they got a pretty good voting record. Or, you know, it's okay. You know, he's better than the bad guy in office right now. No, wait, two wrongs don't make a right. We want the right guy in there that's doing the right thing all the time. And let me tell you something. The right time to do the right thing, friends, is right now. And we don't need any more compromisers inside of any office of those that represent we the people. We see that we derive our rights from our Creator. Our unalienable rights were given unto us by our Creator. And that is not to violate one jot nor one tittle of any law that he's given unto us. We want to walk in the morality of what he's called us to do through commandment so that he might bless us in the process. And by the way, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and that is true liberty. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, and that is a fact. Accu-Jack.
That's right.
I like that.
Speaking of the law, you know, Theodore Roosevelt, love him or hate him, he was the man who said, and we've said this quote before, but
he's a communist.
I've never seen the second half of this quote before. What he said was true. He said, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. Obedience to the law is demanded as a right, not asked as a favor.
That's right.
So every man is required to obey the law, whether you are the president of the United States or whether you are the lowliest one
because,
in America.
Because America, you need to understand that your rights didn't come from the state. Though the state would have you believe that they did, and I'm talking about an evolutionary view of the state. In other words, un-American, unconstitutional, ungodly government. But the fact of the matter is, and going along line upon line, precept upon precept, what John F. Kennedy rightly said, he said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state, they come from the hand of God. And if God gave us our rights, then we better follow the rule of his government in the process of that. That's where we're going to prosper, not outside of that.
That's right, because as you brought up before, either you're going to obey God's 10 commandments or you're going to obey man's 10,000 commandments, which everybody complains about. But what do you do to stop it?
Isn't it interesting that everybody complains about, you know, what God commanded us to do? This is not a theocracy. Well, let me bring this up again. Then if this isn't a theocracy and this country is not ruled by God, which you are completely mistaken on every one of the topics that I might bring up concerning government today in this country, and that being a Christian nation, is the fact that when you look at Sharia and you look at the radical Muslims, man, they follow the rule of their law to every jot and to every tittle. Of course, they contradict it every step of the way. Them devils do. But in the process of that, isn't it interesting that either you're going to be ruled by God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ fulfilled, or else you're going to be ruled by a foreign government called Sharia law. And by the way, you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what this criminal in the White House means to bring forth, is Sharia law. So which one's it going to be, friends? Is it going to be the God of the Mosaic Institution? You know, God has shed his grace upon us through his Son, Jesus Christ. We've all heard that, right? Oh, we've also heard God bless America. Friends, let me say this. God has blessed America. Now let's bless him. We're going to come right back on the other side and talk about impeachment.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Folks, let me take you out in left field for just a moment here. Just for a moment. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I was just scrolling back and forth during the break, and I brought up an article communist and Muslim congressmen sponsor unconstitutional federal gun buyback gun control. If you haven't seen the picture of this individual, you do need to understand that the one that's trying to disarm you, and I've said this a million times, but I just caught myself on this again. America, you do need to understand this, that the radical homosexuals are being used to upend the Constitution, your sovereignty, to give it over to a foreign power, namely the UN. And who's right behind the radical homosexuals? The radical Muslims. What we have here is we have communist radical Muslim, Congressman Keith Ellison. By the way, when he won his seat in Congress, during that time in his victory, it was actually in the state capital of Minnesota where they were crying out Allah Akbar. Okay? And I also want you to understand the people that are trying to disarm you right now are a Keith Ellison, the radical Muslim, and right behind him you have none other than Rep. Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut. It's a transvestite. You need to understand there's a correlation going on across the boards. Look to Homeland Security. We've seen that they stacked Homeland Security with radical Muslims. Barack Hussein Obama did. And who do they have empowered under the radical Muslims? Radical homosexuals. Okay? We're busting these sexual deviants left and right, not only within Homeland Security, but also going back over to the TSA. Look at the sexual crimes, the misdemeanor. It's all a pretended authority. If America would go back and say thank you to the veterans, by reading the founding documents, you will find that there's so much stuff going on in your country right now that is completely unconstitutional. And if it's unconstitutional, friends, then it is null and void. It's illegal. It doesn't apply here at all. But I just wanted to highlight the fact that Miss Rep Rosa DeLauro, it's a man dressed as a woman, and she's trying to disarm you, friends, along with a radical Muslim, Keith Ellison, who has no business whatsoever in government. I mean, he's not even mentally capable of serving anybody in any capacity. What I want to do, and I didn't mean to go there, but I just thought it was of interest that you pay attention to this correlation, because I'm noticing it more and more and more and more. Who has entertained America's sworn enemies, namely the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Muslims, with terrorist ties more than Barack Hussein Obama has in the White House? Who did Newsweek claim to be the first gay president? Do you see how this is working? See who has appointed over 225 radical homosexuals to governmental positions and as well as transvestites? And folks, even going over to the Supreme Court, keep in mind that this is the same criminal, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, that appointed Alina Kagan, who is known for queering the elementary, but queerifying Harvard. And she's also known for attacking our own military. And I'm bringing this to what I want to talk about really quick, and I'm talking about good behavior with the judges in the United States of America, in all courts, both supreme and inferior courts. And I want people to understand that she was appointed for the very purpose that Sotomayor was appointed concerning illegal amnesty. Well, Sotomayor is going to sympathize with who when it comes time to make a decision. But I want you to understand that they're making decisions according to their own, well, they're tearing down the Constitution and they're recreating it in their own image. They're saying, you know what, we're not going to discover the law that God gave us, though he be right above our heads, and though we start out our court sessions on a daily basis with a preacher that's been there since 1777, starting out with a prayer, and then they adjourn and they say, God save the U.S. Okay, you need to understand that these people are there appointed just in time. Sotomayor, illegal amnesty. Now you have Alina Kagan, radical lesbian. Okay, by the way, Sotomayor is a complete, she's a total internationalist. And what they're trying to do, again, is they're trying to tear down the United States Constitution and recreate it to look just like themselves. But they're being appointed to do this. They're being appointed to destroy, friends. And you can't get by this any longer. You have to come to reality, because this is not surreal. Folks, the fire that takes place, that they mean to spread to destroy, it touches all of us. It's not confined. It's not restrained. It's not meant to do that. It's meant to do just the exact opposite. They mean to destroy. They mean to upend our sovereignty to give it over to the United Nations. Okay, to create something called a global order. This is nothing hidden anymore. I know 50 years ago and 40 years ago, that was considered a conspiracy theory, but the theory is no more. But let's go over to the judges really quick, because people do need to understand this. People want to know, what's applicable, Bradley? What do I do? What is the process? How does the process go forward? How do we actually deal with these criminals in government? And I want people to understand, going back to Alina Kagan, the radical lesbian who's known for queerifying Harvard and attacking our own military, she's never judged a case a day in her life. She's never judged a case a day in her life, but yet she was appointed. But keep in mind, this guy in the White House right now has never ran, folks. He's never CEO'd a candy store. See, and the joke is on the American people. Going back over to the Supreme Court, we've been told that, well, once they're appointed, they're there for life. Who told you that? Who told you that, America? I can tell you who told you that. The church told you that. The conservatives told you that. Can I ask you a question? What documentation are they getting that from? Where are they deriving that information from? Because it's not the Constitution of the United States of America. which they themselves, with their hand in the Bible and their hand up in the air, swearing to God and man that they would uphold against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Let's go over to the decision that Americans are awaiting concerning the Supreme Court, namely homosexual marriage. Now, folks, just forget about the thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands and the hundreds of thousands and the millions across the land that have rejected the idea of something called homosexual marriage. Never in the history of mankind. They don't care. They want you to know that the establishment rules the roost no matter what you say. But what happens when 315 million people give it to them legally? And they don't turn back. They don't capitulate. They actually go to the fight and they hold their feet to the fire and throw those off that are throwing off the Constitution. Because we've seen this, speaking of judges, we've seen this in Iowa, where some judges wanted to go, a bunch of activists, they wanted to legislate new un-American, unconstitutional laws called homosexual marriage. They threw off the voice of the people. You know what the people did in Iowa, friends? They threw off the judges. Because I want you to understand that you have the power. We, the people, are the ones they serve. And you also need to understand that they, again, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. I'm going to continuously tell you this until you get it in your spiritual DNA, into your heart. Let's talk about homosexual marriage. Government did not create marriage, and government has no business in redefining marriage. Let's go over to Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. Did you hear what I said? During good behavior. Again, their job as judges is to discover what the law says, and then they are to apply what the law says. Okay? Not to reconstruct it, not to redefine it in any sense of the word, but to discover and apply the law. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Yeah. But the Constitution, Article 3, Section 1 says, the judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. Now, good behavior, friends, means fidelity, faithfulness to the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And to posture a good moral example. Now, for those that don't understand what the word morality means or what it defines out to be, Webster's 1828, moral defines out conform to truth. Whose truth? Folks, we have never gotten so much trouble up until the 60s when judges began to redefine law. We've seen back in 1962, the Supreme Court, they committed an oligarchy. That means where few rule over many. That means the Supreme Court voted in favor of less than 3% of the population, and they overthrew 97% of we, the people. And by the way, we're ruled by law, not by opinion. We are a republic, not a democracy. Article 4, Section 4. You need to make that distinction as well. But what happened is the Supreme Court, once they seen that they got away with saying no more to God, no more to prayer, which, by the way, we've never lost the right. Once they began to see that the people didn't care, that's when they became emboldened to continue on. And the American people, because they have fallen for it, believing what they've been told by the state-controlled media that there's no sense, well, they've added through apathy strength to tyranny. And what we want is, we don't want a revolution in this country. We want a reformation. Friends, I want to make it really clear. Supreme Court judges, inferior courts throughout the United States, they hold their offices during good behavior. And if they don't hold it in good behavior, then you throw off the bad by being good. I want to make it clear. They can be removed. They just want you dummied down enough to believe that you Well, they can hold their position no matter what they do. No, they can. Folks, every one of them black-robed tyrants, including Scalia, folks, every single one of them should be removed. They should be impeached. They shouldn't be indicted for their crimes against the Constitution, namely for their crimes against we the people, every single one of them. And I'm going to keep telling you this until you finally get it through your heads and your hearts. It can be done.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, bring it down. Bring it down, Brother
Amen,
Dean.
Amen, Brother Dean.
Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States of America shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanor. What is crime? Sin. What is sin? Transgression of God's moral law. Wasn't it John Adams that rightly said government's purpose is to restrain men from sin? Wow, from committing crimes against God, against heaven. That's what our forefathers said. And of course, we have to make reference to God concerning what his law tells us as to what's evil and what's righteous or good or bad. Or light or darkness, holy or undefiled, so on and so forth. Folks, I want to interject this too while I'm on that point. This is why nothing changes in our country, namely when I'm talking about how the conservatives have the American people's backs painted up against the wall because you're led to believe that they're the best that you've got. No, you're the best that we've got. Pioneers are made alone. Do your own due diligence so you don't have to try to pin your sleeve onto somebody else and say, well, he said so. No, what does the Constitution say? What does the good book say? Know for yourself. Jesus commanded it. You must know concerning the doctrine. It's exactly what he said. We're supposed to study. Show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Of course, how do we do that? By reading the scriptures, right? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. That's exactly right. And going to the Constitution, it was George Washington that said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Everybody knew that in this country because they read George Washington's farewell address all the way up until 1962 in this country. They pulled it away from the kids over the last 5 and 6 decades. See, this is what's going on in this country. His friends don't know who to appeal to. We appeal to heaven just the way that our forefathers did, to know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. So what is crime? I just defined it. When you're looking at the conservatives of the day, you ever wonder why they're caught up in debate? They're caught up in debate because they're not making reference to the founding documents. If they made reference, and by the way, some of these conservatives, they talk much of the Constitution, but they don't make reference to the mind of the lawgiver or the heart of the lawgiver. And without that, they're going to be caught up in debate because they're not going back to the absolute as to what God commanded. What did God say? What law did he give us? What are his statutes? What are his judgments? What are his ordinances? We need to know what he said because, folks, that's where the buck stops. The buck stops here. If God said it, that settles it. End of story. And then we can move forward. But what you see is these conservatives, they never move forward. Well, they have their feet where? They have it in the miry clay. They don't have it upon the rock. And that's why Jesus said, beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the Herodians, governments. And he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. He said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Where do they have the American people, friends? And I'm not blaming them as to the responsibility that the American people should take individually, but I am saying because America has let them do the leading, where do they have us? That's all. What's the end result? They have us in a ditch. That's right, because they're not making reference to the lawgiver. And that's exactly what we are doing here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Section 4, Article 2, Constitution. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States of America shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason. Oh, okay, that sounds reasonable. Bribery. Okay, that sounds reasonable. Or other high crimes and of the smallest infractions, might I add, misdemeanors. Really? Yes. So what does this apply to? It applies to, impeachment does, to the president, vice president, and all civil officers. On what grounds? Treason, bribery, other high crimes, and or misdemeanors. Procedures for the impeachment process, House votes to impeach, majority required, two-thirds. Senate then votes to remove from office. See, but the problem is, friends, is we have the fox in the chicken coops. We need to remove the foxes as well, okay? We need to vet government. So again, House votes to impeach, majority required. What moves the House to vote for impeachment? You do. They're accountable to you. Senate then votes to remove from office. With two-thirds of the vote required, and by the way, the chief justice presiding, as I just got done saying, the fox in the chicken coop. Roberts is no better than anybody else of those that you complain about in this country, friends. Look what he just did with unconstitutional Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8. But again, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? Going on. Andrew Johnson in 1868, Senate fell one vote short of removing him, 35-19. Okay, Johnson was impeached on February 24th, the President of the United States in 1868, and the U.S. House of Representatives on 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors in accordance with Article 2, the one I'm reading right now, the United States Constitution. The House's primary charge, listen to this, what brought forth impeachment charges against Johnson was the violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by Congress the previous year. Specifically, he had removed Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the Tenure of Office Act was largely designed to protect, from office and replaced him with General Ulysses S. Grant. Ulysses S. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
How many illegal bars do you have running the
violation.
Show today, friends? One infraction.
Not over 900.
That was considered a big deal then, friends. Okay, then we had none other than Chinagate. For those that are aware of what I'm saying right now, I'll link the two together so you understand. Bill Clinton, the state-controlled media, protected Bill Clinton because what they did is instead of showing you that Bill Clinton was giving Chinese military America's military secrets, they covered it up by using Monica Lewinsky. They diverted you. Sleight of hand. They had you looking the wrong direction, friends. Is that not interesting? See, we had none other than Bill Clinton, who was impeached, and then he was, he was exonerated, but he was acquitted for his crimes against we the people. Had the American people known what he was really doing, he would have been impeached and charged the very first day that he was there. I would hope to believe that that would have been the case. Okay? We also had, in many other cases, friends, involving other officials that were removed, impeached, including judges, so on and so forth. But for the sake of time, maybe we can get to that tomorrow as well. But I can begin to name how many impeachment processes government officials were actually processed through the impeachment process where they were removed and in some cases were acquitted.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And we got to make sure that we keep in mind that it's so important because this type of thing is not going to happen unless we the people rise up. What's going to motivate the House to start taking action is the response of people rising up and saying, this will not stand. We have had enough. This is not going to go on any further. So please do. We'll check more on that tomorrow. But I also want to, before the show ends, I just want to kind of turn pages here a little bit. And I want to read a few referrals from some of the assembly programs that we've done over the past, several 15 years. Dear Bradley, Dean, and crew, this is coming from East Central Senior High School here in Minnesota. He said, I am very pleased to write a letter in support of your program. I have been in education for over 30 years, and few assemblies have moved students as well as your presentation and follow-up classrooms discussion. The student said, you communicated very well with us. I probably will think more about my sexual actions now. I believe you have had a positive influence. Good job. This has changed my views on sex, and there's so many other comments just from that one particular school. Moving on to a school in Florida. One said, this is, we wanted to say thank you for coming to our school last October and holding the assembly for our students. It takes a lot these days to impress kids, but you guys unquestionably accomplished that. It's not often that you hear kids say that they were inspired by anything, yet we heard that comment many times. To say that you left a positive impression on our students would be an understatement. I honestly believe that our students appreciated your presentation even more than the administration did, which is no small feat. I could go on and on and on from, referrals from principals, from students, from counselors across the nation, but this is just a small idea of the impact that it's had. In fact, from a recent school that we just were at, we had someone pick up being a monthly sponsor who was a parent of one of the students attending the program because he so believed in what we were saying. And for those of you that like to do the same thing, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. For our new radio listeners, for the new affiliates that we've been picking up, for those of you who don't know what that means, is that means you support our ministry on a monthly basis that gives us the foundation to be able to go out and seek and save that which is lost. For those of you that like to make a one-time donation, please click on the donate button in the stars and stripes, and you can do so as well. All donations are tax deductible. We're so happy that we can preach the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ across this nation, but please do note, it's not a cliche thing to say. We cannot do this without your support, so please support who we are and what we're doing. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Okay, folks. Oh, I was just going to nail it. By the way, people are probably trying to figure out, what about Richard Nixon? Well, he resigned when the House began preparing articles of impeachment. And by the way, it wasn't about Watergate. It was about a pedophile cover-up, friends. Did you hear what I said? They were covering for pedophiles. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional
file tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.